Hi, everybody. Welcome to Dutch and Royce. It is Tuesday, October 22nd, 2013. I am Joel Dutch Vanmorgen here with Royce Lopez.
Hi.
Marie Sarkeesian.
Hi.
And at the last second, Mitch Heil.
Hi.
What are you guys doing?
Oh, today's National Make Fun of Asians Day.
Oh, okay. If you guys want to get in touch with us, number is 954-573-2780. Or hit us up on Twitter, Joel Dutch, Chim Heil, H-Juice Marie, Hippo Juice Film. And listen to us live on morelikeradio.com. Hit the live link, join in the chat room, see the video, yada, yada, yada.
So, I understand everything but the yada, yada, yada part. What does that mean?
What's involved?
I actually don't even know where yada yada came from. Is that a Seinfeld thing?
Well, I don't know. There was a Seinfeld thing about Elaine yada yada sexing.
I've determined that I do not like that show.
Yeah. Seinfeld?
It's not funny to me, man.
Of course. Nobody should like that show. It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Thank you. Okay, because like I was on a drunken rant, however many, like a week or two ago on my Twitter feed. I was just posting like the best clips from Seinfeld, and not a single one of them made me laugh.
If you don't like Seinfeld, you just don't understand smart comedy.
Actually, you know who's a big fan of Seinfeld is Dr. B. Big fan. Like, seriously.
Well, he's a stupid head then.
There's a lot of people that are big fans of it. I just don't get it.
Well, you're stupid.
It's just the whole Jewish thing, I guess. I don't know.
I've seen all the episodes, not because I meant to, but because they always came on right before. Like, they were in between two episodes of The Simpsons.
Huh.
When my area.
Yeah, that's when I took a break from watching TV. I would rather not watch TV than just sit.
That's not a thing. And I know this is sacrilege, especially with you two. I've never been a huge Simpsons fan. I don't think it sucks. I don't know. I'm just not a big fan.
I know, because you weren't allowed to watch it in your house.
I wasn't. You're right. Because Bart smarted off to his dad, and my dad thought that was disrespectful. So he's like, you're not allowed to watch The Simpsons.
It's incredibly disrespectful.
It is.
Your dad was correct.
Good. And look how great you turned down today. You still have to blow into a tube in your car to drive. So you're doing good.
There is that.
Yeah, good thing you don't watch The Simpsons. It is funny how when you look back at the stupid things your parent did, and you're like, you didn't do anything. I'm still a terrible person. Like, nothing you did helped. Nothing.
I wouldn't say I'm a terrible person.
You, Dutch. Come on, buddy. It's just me and you here. You're a terrible person.
I'm not a terrible person.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, okay, relative to what?
Relative to anybody else.
Relative to Ariel Castro. I think I'm a pretty good person.
Oh, because he had the good sense to kill himself.
But relative to Ariel the Mermaid, you're a terrible person. Yeah.
By the way, he didn't kill himself. He didn't kill himself, dude. They fucking either prison guards or the prisoners hung him up and then pulled his pants down. They killed him and then just made it look like he killed himself.
Lucky.
All right, Illuminati. Sure, that's what happened.
No, it's not Illuminati. Dude, come on. You really think that why wouldn't they kill him and then make it like the most embarrassing death of all time, like a David Carradine type thing?
But he did. It wasn't a David Carradine kind
of thing. Yeah, they said it was like he didn't exude any forms of depression or anything like that, or any kind of sexual deviant behavior. They just did that and were like, oh yeah, he was jerking off. He was jerking off and hanging himself. Hold
on. He doesn't have any sexual deviant behavior. He held three women captive.
Oh, you know what I meant? Like, sorry.
No, that's the definition of sexual deviant behavior.
I don't remember. I knew pull the story up, but there was something about like where the experts were like, yeah, there's really no reason for him to do this, but there's really no reason for us to try and, you know, say that as anything other than that. I think everybody just kind of accepted, yeah, they hung the bastard and then, you know, pulled his pants down to make it, you know, make him even that more embarrassing.
I didn't hear about his pants being pulled down. I'm not gonna lie to you. Am I the only one?
I think so. That's the one I read.
Did you hear about his pants being pulled down?
No, I didn't. But I'm looking up this Ariel Castro, and apparently it was actually a false flag operation by the U.S. government, the New World Order, to increase police surveillance and enact gun control.
Don't throw the Illuminati nonsense in there. I just think the guards, either the guards or the prisoners, Castro, fucking killed the guy. And
Ariel Castro was a puppet.
Uh oh.
What was?
Now we're solving it.
Now we're cooking with gas.
All so that they can kidnap your guns.
Yeah.
And my guns. See?
Yeah. Ariel Castro may have died from autoerotic reports also say two prison prison guards falsified the logs documenting their observation of the kidnapper hours before he died. So they said they made the rounds and they didn't. Yeah, they totally killed him. Or let the prisoners kill him. Dude, it says it right here. That was from CBS News. And then, let's see, Fox News.
You don't hear that music?
I hear the music. I'm just choosing to ignore it.
Oh, well, because it was funnier what you were saying with the music.
Oh. Yeah, it's kidnapper. Yeah, had died.
Well, hold on. You know what? Now, Dutch might be winning me over here because, okay, I don't know about the pants being down thing, but if they're down, why in the world? The last thing I would be if I know I'm going to spend the rest of my life in jail is horny.
That's the thing. It says autoerotic asphyxiation, not suicide, is the way he died. Like, dude, and then the two prison guards, like, you know, fudging the things 2 hours before he died. Dude, believe me, they killed him. And good for them.
No, not good for them. Just because he did something terrible, you can't fucking choose how you handle the fucking justice system.
Yes, you can. That's called street justice, nigga.
Dutch, first off, it makes you feel really uncomfortable when you say the N-word.
I'm allowed to. I have black brothers.
Yeah, I'm not saying you're not allowed. It just makes me uncomfortable.
I don't care what makes you comfortable or not. We all need to be comfortable in our own skin. You're comfortable in... Well, are we allowed to talk about the situation or no?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay, then I won't. Okay, let's just say you're comfortable with that situation. I'm comfortable with me saying
I'm
the
not!
N-word. You seem to be.
Well, he's screaming a lot.
I haven't talked to you since then. Oh, God, I still want to talk about this right now on the air, but we can't, so. Let's just put it this way.
That was so creepy! That timing was awesome. Do it again!
No.
Oh.
No.
In a world
no,
where we can't keep track of our siblings and what they do.
Shush, there's not even music anymore.
I feel like I'm being pretty vague.
No.
It's gonna come out, but I'm not gonna do it now, so.
He's doing it again.
Voice Marie, in turmoil. Why? Tonight tomorrow at 7, you'll get the full rundown.
Of what's not gonna go on down.
Really?
Quick, find a dog sitter in 7 days.
Mitch, do you have any idea what we're talking about?
No.
I don't, but I'm kind of piecing it together.
No,
I still have no idea.
Okay, hold on. I want to
real know, quick, who knows and who doesn't?
Hold on. Dutch, the only person here besides Marie that knows is you.
Oh, really? Oh, shit. Okay, never mind.
No, it's okay. It's okay. No. It's okay. Here. Mitch can know. Hold on.
Why do I have to?
Hold
on.
Hold that bitch. Everyone, shut up. Hold music.
That's exactly what it is.
When we pick cotton, you got to jump down to pick a bale of cotton a day.
Oh,
you
Jesus.
Can't fool around. And we sing. Great God Almighty, I can pick a bale of cotton. Great God Almighty, I can pick a bale of day. Great God Almighty, I can pick a bale of cotton. Great God Almighty, I can pick.
Basically, like the worst decision.
Jesus Christ, are you kidding?
No, not at all.
Yeah,
not at all.
This is so inside what we're doing right now. The listeners are getting pissed.
Good for them. Fuck them. They go, wait a second.
Oh, Kelly knows. She says in the chat room, I know.
How did
Kelly,
she know?
Because I told her.
Hold
because
on.
You told Joel.
Oh, duh. You're right.
Of course I'm going to do it. If I tell you anything, I assume you're going to tell Marie.
I apologize. You're right. That's obviously
me.
Right. Mitch, but you know now, right?
I do.
Yeah.
Sherry says, I know now too. I looked over someone's shoulder.
It's okay. Sherry tells everyone. You told me not to tell anyone.
Hold on. One more thing. Hold on.
Uh-huh.
Now the girlfriends know.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Why are we talking? This has nothing to do with what we're talking about, by the way. You're just throwing listeners off now.
No, it does. Hold on. We're typing. Dutch, hold on. So that's what makes it more awkward, because now you're kind of in the middle, Dutch Reed, because now you're kind of in the middle.
Yes.
So, anyway.
Can I address something real quick?
Sure.
No. Okay, no.
You can choose whichever answer you like. There's no third.
Well, it's just, I always go with the negative ones.
Okay, go ahead.
What do you want to say?
I got a sweater. I got a direct message from our very own Joe Coletta, host of the Cousin Joe Show.
Okay. Yeah. It was really good and not like self-destructive at all, right?
It was.
No, okay, what happened was, is that, let's see, I didn't see it until yesterday, or 2 days ago, and it was sent on the 14th. Should I do a big guy voice every time, or no?
Go ahead.
Joe Coletta, October 14th, direct message tweeted to one Dutch Van Wingerden. He said, I'm not tweeting this in public because I'm not trying to break your balls like that. But the Breaking Bad logo for your show, exclamation point, question mark, you're better than that. First of all, Joseph Gordon Coletta, we aren't better than that. I mean, we are better than you. I mean, that is the name of the show. And we're better than you just individually in every way. But, dude, look at the history of Hippo Juice. We've always used show, like, photos. We've had Dexter photos. We've had all kinds of...
defending yourself.
I'm not, but I just want to make this public because he had the audacity. If you're gonna make fun of me or go, dude, why do you have that? He does it in a direct message because he's not, quote, trying to break my balls this way.
Yeah, you know what? He actually did it to me today, too. He sent me a direct message. He said, I quote, I want you to play with my shit pussy, end quote.
Whoa.
Why wouldn't you? That's public forum shit.
That's all he said. Well, there was more, but.
Yeah, like your replies.
So the logo that somebody else made for us.
Oh, by the way, I responded. I said, hell yeah. We had a long discussion about there if you actually listen to the show. And by the way, I don't care if you tweet anything in public because your opinion on our logo is up there with your opinion on whether or not they should have a Cheers reunion.
Ooh, they shouldn't. That's bad.
I want a Cheers reunion. That'd be fun.
Is Frasier going to be there?
That's the point, is that the opinion on that is that high up on my care list.
You have a care list?
Yep.
You didn't like Cheers?
Don't care list.
Who's on your care list?
I just picked a random show. I didn't care if it was Cheers, Mitch. I love how you just focus on that. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that, dude, we've been doing... like parody photos from shows with our logos in them for years. So if you had any, you know, I mean, we know you have a huge dick, but it seems like all your brain matter went down into that area and you actually researched the show for a second, you would know we do this all the time. So don't tell me I'm
so bad.
It's just, I don't, telling me I'm better than something. Shut up.
No.
Doesn't it bother you when someone tells you, oh, you're better than that? Like, shut the fuck up. Don't tell me what I'm better than.
I don't know. I mean, I you know, I guess normally, but I mean, considering what I told you guys.
Considering the source.
No, it's not what I was going to say. Considering what I told you guys off, you know, what's going on in my personal life. Like, I guess.
Yeah, the dog sitter situation.
I'm so numb. No, I'm numb. No, it's the truth. I'm just numb. I'm just sad. Sometimes annoyed. You wanna go where everybody knows your name. I feel better now, slightly anyway.
When you want to know your future relatives' names.
Oh, shut up, Dutch!
What? That's nothing to do with you. It has to do with my family.
It's so true. Banana, it's in family.
Okay, we got to let him do it. We can't do it.
Let bygones be bygones.
Bye. Immediate awesome time's going to be about to happen.
Shut up. Just go fuck your face.
Can't wait for next weekend.
I'll do this for you guys. I will. I'm never really self promote my Twitter that much, but follow my Twitter this weekend because you're going to see some fun tweets from me.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, the whole weekend, just loads of good tweets, aplenty. From multiple accounts, not just Hippo Juice Film. I'm sure H Juice Marie will have some good ones, I think. I'll try. You know, just look. I know I've been bad. I know I haven't been paying
attention. Well, Dutch, this reminded me. Well, you know how we talked about it a little bit, but a couple weeks ago we went to one of Marie's relatives' weddings.
Yes.
Up in
Connecticut.
Yeah, Connecticut. And when we were there, we went to the wedding rehearsal because Marie was one of the bridesmaids. And what I did, I was sitting there and I actually did a war journal on my phone. I wrote down what I was thinking because I was bored. I wasn't involved and I was miserable.
He was very upset.
It's a Catholic wedding, Catholic church. So this reminded me, I'm going to read my war journal. Okay. So right. Actually, I need music. What, like Civil War timing music, like that James, what's that guy, the Civil War documentary?
No, don't even worry. I got
it. Okay, Marie's got it.
Well, I got 1920s music.
No, Marie's got it. I know she's going to get it. Okay, so anyway, I called it. It's in Google Keep, by the way, very handy. It's called Wedding Rehearsal War Journal. Okay, that's very funny.
How is this?
It's fun. It's actually very funny. 5 p.m., show up at church. 5.02 p.m., walk up to church. 5.03 p.m., pretend to leave something in the car. 5.04 p.m. to 5.21 p.m., sit in the car and watch funny YouTube videos. 5.21 p.m., walk back to church. 5.22 p.m., force a fake laugh. 5.23 p.m., priest tells a terrible joke. 5.25 p.m., groom asks way too many questions. He uses the word dilly-dally.
Oh, no.
5.26 p.m., due to the groom's dumb question, priest explains why weddings have to be done in the morning traditionally. 5.26 p.m., note to self, hunger unbearable. Those Christ crackers even look good. 5.27 p.m., groomsman paired up with Marie tries to flirt with her. No avail. 5.28 p.m., priest being way too nice to toddler. Mood uncomfortable. 5.29 p.m., people supposed to be at the rehearsal show up 29 minutes late. 5.31 p.m., priest explains to people that walking involves putting one foot in front of the other. 5.32 p.m., another fake laugh. 5.33 p.m., Marie sarcastically compliments somebody's walking. 5.34 p.m., I farted. I hope no one notices. 5.35 p.m., note to self, how can a priest afford a Rolex? 5.36 p.m., note to self, how come none of the Jesus statues show how big his bulge is? Was he a grower and not a shower? 5.37 p.m., best man shows up strung out on what may be drugs. 5.38 p.m., stomach is rumbling. I wish the priest's smugness was edible. 5.41 p.m., rehearsal ends. Erection in church, awkward. End of war journal.
Wow. Wait, you just decided to write this? Was it actually part of a thing?
No, I just did it. I was bored. Okay. So bored. And I was like, I should really just write down my thoughts because no one's paying attention.
That's
anyway.
That's hilarious.
So I wrote down everything I was thinking.
This was all while I was just doing the regular dress rehearsal. I had no idea.
I was so...
He texted it to me at the end. I'm like, really?
Yes.
Is this going to happen at your wedding?
That he's going to be texting me? Probably.
Probably.
No, I mean, just like that boringness that you described in that journal.
Chris hates weddings. Hates weddings. Like...
I hate weddings.
He freaks out every time we're in one.
I hate him.
Okay, more like radio people that are going to be at Royce's wedding. We all need to keep war journals.
Fine, go ahead.
And we'll share them afterwards.
Ooh, project.
I'm a DJ. Do I have to go to the rehearsal?
No.
Okay. No. But you know what we should do? We should
I want a journal of all the songs you play.
We should just have everybody Instagram.
And then the mad fades in between them.
Everyone should Instagram video just of the entire wedding. Instead of having a wedding video, we just have an Instagram like montage of our wedding. Bam.
There you go.
Yeah, or like, well, the Instagram, okay, like the 12-second round of Vine. Yeah,
I didn't say Vine because Vine's 6 seconds and mostly only black people use it.
I don't mind Vine. I haven't taken one in a while, but...
Well, yeah, but... You know.
Speaking of DJing, I DJed a Halloween party this weekend.
Really?
Oh, were they
what
five?
What was your costume?
I didn't have one, but get this. So I just didn't even think to bring a costume.
Yeah, that's right. You didn't think. That's
no,
your problem.
No one thinks to bring costumes at Halloween parties.
But I show... Hold on. Here. This is what I'll do. I got there and, I set up or whatever. Everybody was nice. It was a friend of my sister's who like... who recommended me or whatever. And it was, you know, it was a lot of fun. There was like 40 to 60 people who came in and out of the party, you know, throughout the night. The cop right. showed up three times because, like, I had it, like, cranking. Like, the host of the party kept saying, make it louder, you know. And after the cop showed up the first time, I'm like, okay, you want me to pull it down? Oh, no, they're going to at least two more times before they can actually come in the house and shut it down. So make it louder this time. Like, I guess they have a feud with their neighbors or something like that.
Jesus Christ.
But, It was funny that, like, after I set up everything, everybody's showing up and everybody has these elaborate costumes. Here, hold on. Well, I'll just have to hold it up to the camera. But I was just like talking to the people outside, and I'm like, yeah, I didn't think to bring a costume. I was just in work mode. I wasn't even thinking about that. And the people who owned the house were like, oh, someone left the DJ Pauly D outfit here last year when we had the party.
No.
So here, can you see that?
I'm leaving.
I had this fake, like, buff upper body and these ripped up abs and this, like, spiky haired wig.
What did you look like when you put the costume on then?
You know what? That was very complimentary.
It was, actually, a little bit.
Yeah, buff body and and washboard abs. But it was actually a lot of fun. I made, like, a new best friend while I was there, because when I first got there, I was wearing this hat, the Phillies hat, and anywhere I go, and Kelly can attest to this, anybody from Eastern Pennsylvania, if you're wearing anything Eagles or Phillies or Flyers related, they have to stop you and be like, hey, PA, where are you from? Oh, I'm from Doylestown. Oh, I'm from Allentown. You know, like, we always have this little weird, I'm sure you got, well, maybe not in Florida, I don't know. In the Northeast, especially.
We have it.
Oh, you have it? You get, like, the whole Florida, like, where are you guys from kind of thing when you meet people from your state?
It's mostly college footballs.
Footballs. That's more than football. A lot of balls. Marie was big into balls when she was in college. College footballs.
All the footballs.
Love balls.
You got your University of Miami, Central Florida, you know, University, Florida State.
If, so people who are alum and that kind of stuff.
PT Dubs. Because
Those people don't leave Florida.
Saw no more bowl bans for UM, only 9 scholarships. The NCAA finally came down with the verdict on the University of Miami.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, like, do you get stopped, like, with that stuff a lot when you're out? If you're, like, wearing a, like, you know.
It's like, fuck what I want.
A UM hat and that kind of thing.
So, you know, fuck me.
Fuck over fuck Royce, me. Who asked the question, cool. And you said, oh, okay, and then moved completely on with your question.
Wait, you didn't have we were on a topic, and talking about college football. We can get back to college football. Do you understand how this works?
No, he doesn't. He was like, he wanted to talk about his question.
I know, he wasn't leaving. He got up and left, comes back, and then starts launching. And did he leave again?
No, he's still here.
Okay. Did he actually get up and leave?
Not this time.
Okay, the last time, though.
But to answer your question, if it's not that, then it is people stopping you for Northeastern teams.
Sorry, Royce, don't get bitter at me.
He's going to be a little bit, because you wanted to talk about the things
you want. I know you want to talk about the things you want to talk about. We were on the middle of talking about, like, when people stop. I was going to go into Mitch and Sherry and ask them if people see Minnesota nonsense.
Penis.
In a world where Royce hosts a show for over 7 years and doesn't understand flow.
In a world where if you don't have a crap-ass segue, you can't move on to the next topic.
I feel like that was a dig at me.
No. You don't remember the bit Royce did for like 3 years where he would make a random stupid segue because he just claimed he didn't know how to do a segue?
Did someone say Street Fighter speech?
That was the newest segue, wasn't it? No, don't do it. He's going to do it now. Mitch, you fuck.
I meant it didn't work.
You fuck.
No, the magic's over. It didn't work.
No,
you know,
when
Royce
anyway,
and I were talking off air that we wanted to remove every sound drop we have for Dutch and Royce.
That you had
Royce,
you,
now you're you, out lashing you out could, at me. You I was do, totally you, on a different you, topic you at this point. Come
you,
on.
You could do so. You,
you,
you, you, you want him to do so much you could do anything?
come. What we were saying is that Mitch should totally recreate every sound drop we have. So instead of having the real sound drop, we have Mitch doing the sound drop as the sound drop.
Right. Oh, really? Oh, God, that'd be so annoying. Right. Just Mitch's voice the entire time.
Because I always love it when he's not ready and he just mouths the sound.
Right, when I ask you for a drop and you can't do it.
It's so childish.
Stupid, yeah. The news alert one.
Any of them, though. It's just Mitch's dumb voice. It just makes it sound so...
Know what you should do? Instead of you replacing it, you try to do it on top of it. So it's layered with your voice on top of... Like, here. Three. Do the news sounder. Ready? Three.
Thinking.
Three. Two, one, news sounder.
It just doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
I like the thing I said. Well, not the thing you said.
Okay, well.
So did you hear about the hurricanes or what's going on?
Yeah, what's up with the hurricanes, buddy?
What is going on?
Go fuck yourself. Well, you moved on from the other one. We hadn't moved on from it yet, and you wanted to.
Dutch, I don't care.
No, so what happened to the scholarships?
No, I'm not. Don't patronize me now. I feel
more like Scholar won't.
Do you see what I was doing there, though? We were in the middle of something.
Yeah, so you were doing pissing me off.
Okay. Sorry. Because we're off page tonight.
Sad everywhere.
Well, I mean, normally we're always on the same page, and then we were off page.
How sad he sounds.
You should apologize. I mean, like, I feel like I was being very fair.
Right. You know what? I will apologize. I'm going to apologize. Mitch, I'm sorry you have to do a show with this drunk idiot.
Are you talking to my reflection?
No, your girlfriend.
Oh.
Take it, Sherry.
So you know what I've been doing this whole week?
What?
Going over the neighbors' houses and punching their lawn ornaments.
Yes, Marie has pictures.
Why are you punching lawn ornaments?
Remember like 2 weeks ago when you said, I don't know why our neighbors don't like us.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. Marie's been... There's this inflatable cat for Halloween decorations.
Okay, there's multiple inflatable cats. Let's get this straight.
There might
like
be several inflatable cats in the neighborhood.
Cats in the neighborhood.
And there's a picture.
Falcon punch!
Marie decided that she was going to punch the cat in the face.
I've been saying it for like 3 weeks. I'm like, I really want to punch that cat. I just want to punch the cat in the face.
She went around and she punched the cat in the face. And tonight, the cat got revenge. Marie, if you want to post a picture of the cat's revenge.
And I just figured this is a lot more fun.
This is what we do, guys, when we're bored, by the way.
Well, because we're both trying to get our steps in for the day. And, you know, it's 10 o'clock at night. And we're like, oh, fuck, we're only at 5,000.
There you go.
So
Marie lays down
around the
at
neighborhood.
The neighbor's lawn and has me take a picture of the cat killing her.
Cat got me back.
Are the neighbors home while you're just on their lawn?
They're home.
Oh, well, actually, I knock on the door to make sure that they know what I'm doing.
By the way, I'm going to punch your cat, and then I'm going to have Royce take a picture like the cat punched me.
So, yeah.
So, deal with it.
Then she gets up, and she goes, "Nah, I'm itchy from laying down on the grass."
And I'm like, no, my legs are itchy. But seriously, that cat is the dumbest face. Like, why would anyone buy that?
Our neighbors are way too excited about Halloween.
But that's not even like a good Halloween decoration.
Our neighbors are way too excited about Halloween.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, because the house I was just at DJing, like, they had, like, dead zombies all over the place, like, blood splatter all over the place. Like, have you guys ever gotten that excited for any holiday?
No.
Oh, not really.
I don't think I
like
have.
To go around and look at the other houses of the other people that wasted their money on it, but I never would.
I never have. Not even for, like, Christmas. Like, people... Like, I dated a girl for a while who every year forced me to drive around with her and look at the Christmas decorations, and I was just like, okay, there's lights, there's more lights, there's
that
different colored
lights.
That
was fun when I was, like, 8.
That sounds like torture.
It was!
I hate that.
Let's just drive around.
She was just... she was the worst.
I want to see the little twinkle lights.
No.
And she was all the weird romantic type, and I knew that if I'd said that I didn't want to do it, it would crush her.
No, but if you go 5 miles down the road, one of the houses, one with little sprinkles
she
on it.
She actually sounds like that.
Every neighborhood did have...
I would imagine that girls that go look at lights sound like
that. Every twink voice.
every city Dutch has like one, like, you know, the Thomas's house, who always like do their house up big and they're always on the local news.
God, fuck the Thomas's.
You know what I mean? Like, the Thomas's decorating this year have over 5,000 lights. Like, some asshole that has the local news segment. Who's your asshole in your neighborhood?
Apparently, hold on. It apparently in your neighborhood, Mitch, it's your girl because she's writing all on the.
Yeah,
Sherry,
I know.
Get on the mic.
Right after I said this, I'm like, I'm going to have to go Halloween watching this.
Yeah,
year.
go get a mic for Sherry to plug her in, because she's saying in the chat room that she has a shit ton of Halloween dick horror. We're just sitting at a tup on my. What's a tup?
Tupperware.
Ew.
Not a Tupperware, a Rubbermaid box thing.
Okay.
Well, Sue me.
What? I meant a tub. I just can't.
Oh, tub. That makes more sense.
Tub.
Tub girl.
Why do you celebrate Halloween so much?
I don't know.
She likes to go to Hot Topic. So every day is Halloween at Hot Topic.
You know what? That should be Hot Topic's fucking slogan. No, seriously.
Every day is Halloween.
Someone tweet that to Hot Topic. Every day is Halloween at Hot Topic.
I'll be right back. I have to go get some shoes to show you that I used to wear all the time.
Oh, no. Oh, you may have to kill your girlfriend on air tonight.
The shoes go
up. That was the idea, but I didn't know it was going to happen this soon.
Oh, no.
Why?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever gotten into any Halloween. I mean, ever since, you know, Megan King refused to take my Valentine in kindergarten, I haven't been into any kind of Halloween or any kind of holiday.
You know, that Megan
don't worry,
King's
Dutch.
A fucking
she
son
grew
of a
up
bitch.
To be fat.
Right. Actually, fat. It wasn't Megan King.
Oh, what are those shoes? I apologize, Megan.
Hold on. For the thing.
Frankenstein shoes?
Ew. What are you wearing? Those are like those are Spice Girl shoes.
It's worth a peek.
Fuck yeah, they're Spice Girl shoes. They're kind of punk, not punk, gothic.
No, they're not.
Spice Girl shoes? I don't know. I thought I was cool.
I would give anything to just have Mitch take that and plow that through the center of your face.
Okay, so this is a credit card, obviously. This is how big those heels are.
Well, okay. And the
nice little forced perspective.
You know,
I like
when you
that.
Save shoes Jesus and stuff like this for Halloween is when you knew you dressed like a freak.
What? At least this makes you tall enough.
Did Mitch pick you up on the side of the road? Like, what? Because when I met you, when I hung out with you guys when I was out there, you were, you know, you dressed normal or anything. Were you a goth kid growing up, Sherry?
Only, like, middle school. Like, I kind of got out of it in high school, but by then I was still the fucking weird kid, so.
Still are.
Shh.
So.
She said shush.
She shushed me.
You got shushed.
Good. We should shush you.
Well, I mean, like, Mitch, you weren't like the weird. You were probably more like me, like more of the.
I was a weirdo. I was.
We were more like the punk rock kids, I guess. In high school.
I was, but I didn't dress up though.
Yeah,
I just wore jeans and like a sweat, like a hoodie or something.
Fuck that, bro. I was hip hop all the way
now,
bro. I was hard as fuck.
Oh, you were a JNCO kid. I can totally see you as a JNCO kid.
Me?
Oh, dude, yeah.
No, because
you rock JNCOs every day of all day.
You're incorrect. I wore black people clothes. I wore FUBU.
That's even worse.
I wore South Pole. I used to rock some Carl Kanai. I used to fucking rock some Mark Echo.
Was he wearing this stuff when you met him, Marie?
No, that was way before I knew Marie. I mean, I'm talking 15, 16. I'm not talking like.
Okay. Yeah, that was even before like Sean John days. Like, yeah, back then.
No, that was before Sean John, yeah.
Nautica was big.
Oh, Timberland.
Timberland was big.
Yeah, remember, if you didn't have Tim's, bro, you were a fucking Herb.
I wasn't allowed to get JNCOs because my parents didn't let me, so I just got, like, oversized pants.
Hold on. Why didn't your parents let you get JNCOs?
Because they didn't want me to look like an idiot because they were smart.
The JNCOs, not the parents. The jeans were actually stupid.
Yes. Yeah, they didn't want me to look retarded, so.
They didn't want you to look like you were in Sum 41.
Right. Well, Sum 41. No, I actually did look like the guys from Sum 41 and Blink 182. Like, that was more along my fashion sense when I was like
a
sophomore.
How bad if you want to fit in, Dutch?
I didn't. That's the thing. Like, I was a floater. You know, I was just a skater punk rock kid when I was in high school. Like,
he was
the song
skater
by.
Boy. Said see you later,
I was
boy.
Just. Dude, same page. I was just about to say that song was written for me. When that song came out, like, I fit that profile perfectly. I mean, I didn't wear ties. That's the only thing that Canadians did, but But no, dude, I had like the Vans and the
Vans, not even Airwalks.
Oh, I had both. I had Vans, Airwalks.
Someone had money.
No, Airwalks were the cheap.
Until like a couple years ago,
Airwalks were the cheap ones. I'm trying to think what else. Armbands, spike belts, trucker hats before got a hold of them. Huh?
Did you used to rock Von Dutch hats?
No, that was just it. The trucker hats were part of the skate community before Ashton Kutcher got a hold of them. And then when he got a hold of them, it was no longer cool for us to wear them, so we had to get rid of them.
To be fair, it was never cool for the trucker hats anyway.
You want
to
know what's cool? Here, check this out. You see how I'm wearing my hat right now? This is how I wore it literally all through high school.
I hated you before, but now I really hate you.
He has it tilted to the side, Marie.
This is the way we did it. This is the uniform of the skate kid.
Okay. This is how I've always worn my hat forever. It's always been just straight on my head.
Not through high school for me.
It's not out of my eyes.
Yeah. Well, no. It's like this, and then you try to walk with the sun to your right.
That's fucking retarded. That's retarded. That's retarded.
That sounds very dumb.
Yep.
I'm not gonna lie.
No, dude, look it up. That was the thing.
I'm not going to look that up. I don't want that in my search history.
That was the thing. I don't want that in my...
You know, Dutch, come on. Come on, Dutch. Please.
So there was that, and then I had the belts that were like, you know, the end, it was like a two... You know what I mean? Like, I had like a size like 19-inch waist when I was younger, because I was really, really skinny back then. But I got like a 40... You know, man's like belt, and they would just like so pop holes in it. Down. So you'd have it hang down, right?
Yeah. Sean did that.
Yeah, I used to do that. Let's see. Yeah, tight shirt, armbands, sideways hat,
Jesus
big Christ. Thick skater shoes, and Dickies shorts back before Dickies became cool.
Like I said, I was a wigger, no doubt. I admit it.
I was a skater, you were a wigger. I mean, I think we're both just as hateable.
No, I agree. Absolutely.
Marie, were those the pants you used to wear?
No, see, the first thing I remember having to buy when I was like, I need to fit in.
What is that?
Was, I'm thinking like,
what
think,
are those?
I remember American this style. Eagle, I remember this.
American Eagle mid-90s where you had like the golfer plaid shorts or just like these just really almost farmer looking shorts.
It and then was
you
had patches of every type of style. Not style. What do you call that? Pattern. And they were just all kind of sewn together. I remember that style. Yeah.
It was either that or just regular, just a checker pattern, like farmer type. Like you had to wear those and you had to wear like a t-shirt or like a polo t-shirt or something. Very preppy. American Eagle, if you think.
Oh, you were an American Eagle girl?
You're
just as bad. You were Abercrombie bitch. Oh, no.
No, I couldn't wear Abercrombie. I was too thick set. I had to go American Eagle. I'm like, I tried to get into Abercrombie.
I was too thick set. I like that. Instead of I was too fat for the clothes, I was too thick set. That's great.
I wasn't ever fat. That's... I was like the linebacker kid that could beat up the other kids.
Yeah, you are a farm built girl.
I'm very strong.
Marie's one looks like she lifts hay, you know? Just fucking walks around lifting hay for no reason. Like, I'm going to lift that hay. Why? I don't know. I just feel like it.
Because it excuse like me. Hay. I see you have a hay bale in your front yard. Would you like me to lift that for you?
No, Kelly says to the first picture post, you said, I literally own those exact shorts when she lived in Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Yep, she is a Connecticut.
It's like
Scrambler, that wasn't me. Oh wait, unless that was you.
Did you have a puka necklace?
No, never did Ryan that. I had a straight black like tight choker almost kind of thing. But it was just like a it wasn't a choker. It wasn't like a metal one. It was just a black. You know, like you get those like black armbands or whatever. It was just a straight black necklace, but it wasn't loose. It kind of like stayed up here a little bit.
The one thing that we did have in common was I did also wear fitted hats too, because that was cool too. Also, in the hip hop community, was whatever your city was, you'd wear that hat. And
right.
By the way, you'll be happy to know that I did remove the tags and bend the rim. I wasn't that bad. I didn't do it like now when you see like I didn't Colin Kaepernick my hat.
Yeah, I couldn't do fitted hats because I can't do this. I can't do this motion with a fitted hat, so it had to have the. The flex fit. I'm wearing my hat like this all night just to make you mad.
The flex fit saved my life because you've seen how big my head is.
Oh, dude, I use it too.
I walked into a Lids and I was like, okay, and I tried to have the biggest hat on. And they were like, I'm sorry, sir, you have to order it online because they don't make them any bigger. So the moment flex fit came out, I was like, finally, I'm looking like a fucking crazy person. I just ordered special ordered giant head hats online.
No, hold on a second. I don't know if Scrambler's talking to me. I wasn't a goth skater Hot Topic douchebag. I was just a, I don't know. Like, first of all, the picture you posted, I didn't wear flannels and I didn't rollerblade.
Dutch, you were the skater. You were the skater that used to listen to Wu-Tang Clan, ironically, right? When you skated?
No, I listened to him because I actually liked him, to be honest.
I liked him too. See, that's the thing, though, because I actually had.
I never did anything. Skaters never did anything ironically. That's the hipster movement, like, sure. Yeah, early emo movement. We didn't call them hipsters back in the day, but yeah, like we never did anything ironic. We just did it because that was the uniform of our group.
Did you guys skate in empty pools?
Oh, hell yeah. Thad, just go to the skate park. I mean, I was never very good, but, you know, I had my group. Everybody had their group.
Yeah, like I said, I was.
But yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was more into the hip hop crap and all that. And then I would look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
What the fuck are you doing? That's my point, too. I was like, I am wearing a spiky, shiny belt. What am I doing? And I stopped.
Yeah, because, you know, it's at some point, like, at what age?
You want to know what it was? It was after I got laid.
Yeah, that'll help.
It was after I had sex with Cassie Potter in the back of Drew's Explorer, his Ford Explorer.
You know, it's funny.
My freshman year in college.
I think it stopped for me a little bit after I did had sex when I was 16 with Jessica Fittis. And
why do you have to do first name, last name?
Because that's the only thing. You always remember your first name, last name. Marie, first name, last name.
No, I have to do it. And then like.
Well, speaking of first name, last name.
Jay Bieber, first name, last name.
Yeah, that's the one that that's the first girl I ever fingered, and I shoved her silk panties.
You fingered her?
I shoved her silk panties into her vagina, and then I thought her vaginas felt like silk panties.
That's right. I forgot about this story.
to be fair.
She never wore silk panties
15,
again.
So.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Fuck her. That's not to be fair. As any kind of age, you should know what silk feels like.
Go fuck yourself. I didn't know what a vagina felt like. I didn't know a vagina felt like that.
Why would a vagina feel like
you
the
have
same fabric
one.
That a silkworm sews?
You have one. You know what one feels like. I don't have one.
Wouldn't it feel similarly to the inside of your mouth? Didn't you think about that?
Not at all. Why would I
think was such... Marie, you have no idea. Like... We had seen
the mystery. You don't get it.
We had seen pictures and like especially back then before there was internet and like, you know, we occasionally would see a Playboy. If you're lucky, that's just it. I think they should just hand out, at least in our age, they should just hand out Hustlers so he knew how penetration worked. Because up until that point, the thing of porn we'd see was Playboy, which doesn't show vagina shots. They show the top part of the muff and that's about it.
I'm imagining you guys just thought it felt sticky like a sucked on Jolly Rancher.
No, I didn't think that at all.
I had no idea what it was going to feel
like. You don't know. And that's why it's something you've never had before. And something that really no one had ever explained to me what it felt like. I mean, like,
oh, yeah, because my conservative religious parents were going to tell me.
The only thing they ever said was, it's great.
Yeah.
You can't quantify great. So,
yeah. So, you know, for us, it was, I do remember this with funny. And I haven't remembered, but the time my dad got most mad at me, I was 16 years old. I had that same girl, Jessica, over in my room and also her sister. And then my buddy, Jeff, I forget his last name. Anyway, they were over in my room and we were just hanging out watching TV. And, you know, us being like, yeah, we're going to drink. All my parents had was amaretto. So I grabbed the bottle of amaretto and a bottle of Diet Crush because that's all they had. And we mixed it and it tasted terrible. And I just remember that when we were walking, I accidentally knocked down my because we had a foldable chair for my computer in my room and it fell down and my dad came downstairs because my room was downstairs, it was upstairs. And when he walked in, it just so happened the Showtime was on. We weren't watching porn or anything, but then not Showtime, Cinemax.
I don't know where the story is.
And then
going.
Cinemax, this, it, I'll explain.
Oh, Skinemax kicked in.
Came on. But honestly, we weren't even watching it. It just happened to come on. We were watching on, like, if I remember correctly, this is how good my memory is. I think we were watching Biodome or something, some Pauly Shore vehicle.
Yeah.
And then my dad walks downstairs, knocks on the door. Not only that, my dad's in his tidy whiteys. So, and that's it. So he walks downstairs, knocks on the door, like, you know, and I'm like, ah, fuck. And Jeff hides, and the other
here, can I explain something real quick before you get, if you know what we're talking about, Skinemax was, they had a water hour like past midnight or past 11.
They still have it.
Yeah.
Okay. Core. So after, softcore porn will come on Cinemax after a movie. So go ahead. Right.
So anyway, my dad walks in and he sees them, obviously, because they did a terrible job at hiding. And, you know, he flips out. They go home.
There's
and then
softcore pouring on.
Yeah. So he scores losing it and he sees the Amaretto bottle. Anyway, he drives her home. The other two go home. Anyway, he drives her home. When he takes her home, she calls me later and tells me, oh, my dad said, and I quote, what are you doing dating that fat nigger? I swear to God. And that's not a joke. That's nothing. And by the way, I look like I look now. And this is, like I said, that's even before I used to, that was after, a little bit after I used to dress, you know, anyway, bottom line, why am I defending myself?
I don't know. Terrible. Where are you going with this?
Anyway.
The point is that you don't know what we're talking about is that, like, it was unexplored territory for us when we were that age.
I remember then everybody leaving, and this, my dad. Now, you know, my dad, understand. Have had him on the show enough to know how he is. He pulls out a kitchen knife and walks to me like, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. Do you value your life? Do you believe in God? I remember this speech to this day, bro.
I'm 16. Your dad threatened you with a knife?
Yeah. And I was like, what? And he wasn't ever going to do anything, but he was just scaring me. So I run into my room and I lock the door. And then I just remember
jerking off to Skinemax.
Remember, I had to finish coming. Finish drinking the Amaretto. No. So I get to school the next day. My mom drops me off. I go to hug this Jessica chick because I liked her. My mom hated her because at that point, my mom was in denial and thought that I could do no wrong and she was a bad influence. And, you know, everything I did wrong was her fault, even though it was a piece of shit.
Oh, my God. So
I get to the school and I hug her. My mom honks the horn in front of everybody. Everyone's looking at me in the front of high school and tells me, get away from her. I'm like, oh, my God, mother. Jesus fucking Christ. So anyway. That was one of my most embarrassing stories.
Yeah, no. The first, oh God. Hey, you know what? We can go a little bit late in the first break here since we've started with this topic. By the way, if you have any of these stories, call in 954-533-2780. When I was, let's see, it was between my sophomore and junior year of high school. Have I told you about the first time I ever ate out a chick?
No. But now I am excited.
Okay, well, we were at like some ridiculous party that had like maybe like, I don't know, like a case of beer. So like 20 to like 24 beers, depending on what brand you got.
Right.
And there was like four of us. It was me, my buddy Jeff, and then these two other chicks. And my car broke down earlier that day. And so like he had to come pick me up to go to this party. And we started, and the girls drank all of the beers, like all of them. Like we were just kind of like going, oh my God, these bitches are getting drunk. Let's keep them going. And then towards the end of the night, you know, Jeff, like, he's like, hey, I'm going to take this other girl back to my place, which was his mom's place. Mind you, I'm like 16 at the time. But my car's broken down. So this other girl, like, had to drive me back to my place, and she was half drunk. So she's, like, barely on the road, swerving around. She didn't want me to drive her car, even though I said, hey, look, you know, you've had, like, five beers. I've only had three, you know, and I'm not bigger than you. Actually, I think I had, like, either way, I was drunk. She was drunk. We drove back to my place. I was chewing gum, and I started to go down on her. And for whatever reason, the gum and, like, the pussy juice started mixing together. It dissolved and went into her pussy.
What is he doing? Oh, no.
I'll never forget this. All I know is I started going down on her with gum in my mouth and then stopped without it in my mouth. And then she was like, okay. And she came, I guess, or something like that, and said, I got to go. And then left. and then never talk to me again because I'm assuming she got home.
Governor pussy.
She got a governor pussy.
Mitch, is this really the first movie you've ever, you most porn movie ever saw? Foxholes?
Look at
Oh, I remember when we talked about this. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the, my dad had it hidden somewhere and I found it one day and then watched it a bunch of times.
Well, obviously.
A boy's curious.
I remember I used to have a VHS that my buddy Frank Joe made. A bunch of porns on it. Porn little shorts on it. And I remember my mom found it and threw it away.
Dennis the Sheriff says, some people describe seeing the Great Wall of China for the first time as, I'll never forget this, Joel describes it as drooling gum into a cunt.
Makes sense, though.
Why wouldn't you just spit it out?
I don't remember. Remember I was drunk? I was 16.
There's no time.
I don't know. I don't remember. All I remember is that it was in my mouth before I started, and then when I ended, it was not in. And I know it like kind of dissolved halfway through, and so I don't know what was going through my brain at the time. But either she got creeped out, realized, oh my God, some strange. And by the way, this is my parents' house in the basement. I snuck her into the basement of my house in my room at the time with all my thousands of siblings. Sleeping.
Hold on. What I'm concerned about is your gum dissolve. Were you eating out a predator? Like, why did the gum dissolve?
I don't remember, man. Something, some acid in there.
7 years to dissolve.
Because, you know, like when you have like those dry mouth periods, like when you're chewing gum, it like it kind of just breaks apart. Imagine that time, but with a lot more juice.
I mean, I've never put gum into my vagina to know if saliva works differently than.
Stomach?
Oh, I smell an experiment.
Right. But if we're going to make it a fair experiment, we're going to need to get
big
like...
chew.
We'll need to get several different types, like the ones that get hard really fast and the ones that you could chew for a long time.
Here we go. You know what? Okay, all three of us, let's do something different. Like you, Sherry, Mitch, you guys do one type. Me and Kelly will do another type, and then you guys do another type.
Fine, but I call Bubblicious.
Oh, Bubblicious.
I go with bubble tape.
Bubble tape?
Somebody has
Holy crap, what are you, Amish?
Dude, how great was bubble tape?
Bubble tape was fucking the shit, though. I agree.
It was the
I don't want to put Big Red up there. That seems like a little
spicy. Right? I told Sherry, that's what I'm giving her.
Because that kind of burns your mouth a little bit.
Big Red is already what Mitch calls his penis.
Big Red always made your taste buds go dead.
Why did it have a numbing effect?
Wait, what if I use the serene strip?
Don't they have gum that like changes your tongue colors? Like there's the blue one and like the green.
Yeah,
one?
I'm gonna mouth splashers.
Ooh, yeah. Somebody should put bubble tape just so you can roll 3 feet into it. Dutch,
did you not hear me when I said bubble tape?
Oh well, I was
the first thing I said.
I was thinking it funnier than you were saying it.
She was.
You really are a bitch on wheels tonight.
Oh, Scrambler's right. We need a control vagina. Remember science class?
Oh, yes.
It's going to be the control vagina.
He's 100%
science
right.
Science class plastic one?
No, we need somebody to eat somebody out without gum as a control vagina.
Okay. Well, who's doing that, though?
No, well, I'll fuck that.
Dibs first. I'm doing that.
What are we going to learn? By that,
we just have to make sure that the gum.
Well, you're going to learn if no gum dissolves in a pussy.
Right.
If you don't introduce gum into a pussy, then gum won't dissolve.
Yeah.
That's the experiment.
That's the experiment. Shut up, Marie. This is a good idea.
You're just eating someone out at this point for no scientific
reason. All right, we're going to need two listeners, a male and a female, to control vagina for this show. Who wants to do it? We're taking calls now. Control vagina. Call in 954-573-2780.
Now we need to shove one with raw gum, not chewed, and then slightly chewed, and then vigorously chewed gum.
Okay.
Like you need like levels of gum chewing. Because if a vagina dissolves a full piece of gum not being chewed, then you have herpes.
Yeah, but most people don't have sex with little shop of horror vaginas like Dutch does, so.
More like radio, less like crap.
Hi, this is Mary Ann from Lust and Love. Recently, we decided the show needed more dicks, so we found the manliest man we knew to fill the spot, Dark Fox.
I know this is weird, but my boyfriend broke up with me because my dick is too short. He praised me about my skills and all, but this is a really good reason for a breakup? Because it's really hurting me until now. I can't seem to forget all the memories we had together. I know this can't be the reason, or maybe has he met another guy? I really cannot get over him because once he told me, I love your dick, whilst he was stroking it. That's the reason I will never let go.
Lust in Love, now gayer than ever. And that's saying a lot considering we used to have Hammy on the show. Join us Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
You ever wonder what goes on at morelikeradio.com? Midnights, Sunday, and Thursday? Well, here's how it sounds.
Two people in this damn radio show right now are shirtless, and one of them just farted.
Oh, punchy.
That's right, folks. It's 360 on 420. This is what you get every week.
Let's all get naked.
You don't jerk one out before you go to bed?
That's upsetting.
This is definitely a man's man kind of show. Five guys sitting around shirtless. They talk about everything. No big deal.
You know what you are? You're a ball buster.
I'm not that much of a Nazi. Come on now. Like, wait a minute. You don't jerk off Indian style? It helps the flow because you can feel the, you know.
It's part of his DDP yoga routine.
He's like, when you arc it at the ceiling fan, does it, like, hit it? The look I just saw from him is amazing.
So if this kind of talk is for you, come on by every Sunday and Thursday at midnight. MoreLikeRadio.com. Dead babies.
Shirtlessness is an option.
High Society Radio is now part of MoreLikeRadio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Who are you joining there?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More right. Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
The Elvis and Alfred Show. Thursdays, morelikeradio.com, 5 to 7. I'm Elvis Cage.
I'm Alfred.
I'm Jameson. And on the phone...
it's Bill. I'm phoning it in.
Oh, he's phoning it in. Coming to you live from the Halfpenny Pub in Sayville.
That's right. Punk rock music.
Independent music.
And all the rest of the things that we speak about.
Crazy party stuff.
Yeah. Here on MoreLikeRadio.com.
And ElvisAndAlfred.com 24/7.
Yeah!
The Elvis and Alfred Show.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Tattoos and Touchdowns.
Last Sunday Show!
Mark Out Radio with Big T and Dark Fox.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
The Kazi and Kenny Show.
It's Lust and Love Radio.
Ham Radio.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by Volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
Sweet speakers with Lance and Kyle.
Yay.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
It's the Red Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
Welcome to the Gentleman Show.
Welcome back to the Elvis and Alfred Show.
This is the Fifth Circle.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Consume Radio.
The Nerd Hour.
All right, you're checking out the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At T-Fury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's Tee Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Hey guys, when you're not listening to my shows, Lust and Love Radio and Daytime Divas, you should tune in to my pal Doc Fox's radio show called Mockout Radio, Wednesday nights at 11 p.m. Go check him out. He's wicked cool. Totally pissa. We're going to go have some beers over at the bar. Mockout Radio, Wednesday nights, 11 p.m. More Like Radio. Boom.
Wait, why is that guy gargling?
This is your morning wake-up call.
Get up.
It's how I get my morning started. They're my morning show.
All right, here's a little inside info. They're not even real listeners. These are staged people, and you hear the same thing across the entire country. And that's why Hammy, the true American, is going to serve his country and expose these hack shows for what they are.
Fail FM. Only on Brain Stew Radio. Friday nights, 8 to 10 on MoreLikeRadio.com.
This message is brought to you by The Gentleman Show.
We fought hard against the Jersey Shore. Then flood waters made us fight some more. What other problems will we fight away? Oh yeah, the fire that came the other day. We are fiercer than the fire. We are fiercer than the fire. Chris Christie, bigger than a tire. We are fiercer than the fire. We are fiercer than the fire. We are fiercer than the fire. Repetitive songs are desired. We are fiercer than the fire. We are fiercer than the fire. We are fiercer than the fire. How long till this song expires? We are fiercer than the fire. We are fiercer than the fire.
For more information on how you can help, head to wearef*** .org.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh.
The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, because do you ever, like, do, like, with,
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on MoreLikeRadio.com.
I'm back to you disrespected me.
I was just trying to help.
Well, then how about this? Two can help, okay? And if two are going to help, then I'll be one of them. Because two can tango on this dance, okay? Mm-hmm. So you want to waltz? Well, you picked the wrong dance partner. Two can play.
What? It's not it.
Who needs changing, huh? Who needs fixing?
I really care.
I'm gonna go through your personal drawers and see what needs changing. What are you, a zoo elephant?
Those are my night peanuts.
There shouldn't be night peanuts and night peanuts.
They're just peanuts.
I'm sorry, why is that weird?
You just have a bunch of boxes? I would change that. Oh, you have a bunch of metal toothpicks.
They're bobby pins.
What's a bobby pin?
It keeps your hair back.
You need bobby's pins to put your hair up?
It's bobby pins, not bobby's pins.
What is this?
Yarn.
What are you knitting, a mansion? Oh, look at this. What do we have here? A bunch of beat-up old sacks.
My vintage purses.
Well, you know what? They could be sexier.
You want my purses to be sexier?
Would it kill you to get something sleek, covered in gems for
you
once?
You want my purses to be covered in gemstones?
All guys do. That's what we think is sexy. We want to be playing a saxophone in an alley and have you walk by in a miniskirt with a purse with gems. But you girls don't listen.
What?
Welcome back to Nuts and Roys. MoreLikeRadio.com/live. Oh, good job, Royce, on that one.
Thank you.
Our number is 954-573-2780. That one made me crack up when I watched it earlier this week.
We had replayed three times.
Because we kept laughing. Because we kept laughing, so we were like, God damn it, we have to replay
that. Guess what part got us that we couldn't move past?
Yeah, what part do you think
The gems on the bags?
No. No, that was too late.
Oh, what are you, circus
pins? Bobby's pins.
No.
No.
Are you a circus elephant?
No.
That
we did laugh a lot with that
but
one.
But no, it was, are you knitting a mansion?
Yeah, that one.
Are you knitting a mansion? Made us lose our minds.
That was fucking fantastic.
It was the largest piece of yarn ever.
By the way, that my girlfriend is a big knit, like...
Knitter?
Aficionado, I guess.
You're dating a knitter? You never told us you're...
Dude, she's a big time... Hold on!
But is she a light knitter or a dark...
Yeah, she
heavy,
has...
Dude,
knitters
are bringing down her property value.
Field knitter.
Big time knitter. Like, I mean, here, hold on. Let me see. Let me show you more.
How do your parents feel that you're dating a knitter?
They hate it.
I figured.
Do they feel disappointed
no,
in you?
No, wait, Dutch is going to grab a blanket. Hold on.
No, it's not a blanket. It's not a blanket. It's okay. So she's really super into yarn and things like that. Like, Marie, are you familiar with Etsy?
Yes.
Okay. This is my girlfriend's new Etsy project. Do you see this?
Oh, I saw this on Facebook. Yes. Yes, that's actually really cool.
It's yarn work with, like, nails in, like, a fabric board. And for those of you who aren't watching this live, it's a Broncos logo.
It's a pony.
In yarn. Like, dude, or string or something. But, dude, people are paying top dollar for this. She just decided to make this for me for my birthday? I don't remember what it was for, but she made it for me.
Very thoughtful of you, Dutch.
Yes. Apparently, I think our year anniversary is coming up here soon.
Really?
Uh-oh.
I believe so. Yeah.
Shit.
Uh-oh.
Christ.
I know.
What are you going to do?
Wait, Mitch, how long have you
been
going
to break up with her?
Just slap her first. Just see
how... Slap her and then break up with her.
No. Just see, base your reaction on her reaction.
Yeah, I would do that. Mitch, how long have you been dating Sherry?
January of 2012.
But that doesn't count. I mean, because you lied for 8 months. So how long have you really?
No, that's when we started dating. I didn't tell you guys until like June.
Okay, so you've been dating. You've been dating her since June.
Almost 2 years. This is January.
Oh, by the way, okay, there you go. If any of you guys are sports fans, she does every. She has a lot of projects. She does. She's doing one for the Bears, the Lions, the Panthers. There's tons of sports fans. So any listeners who are sports fans for this stuff,
God,
you guys want something like this?
By the way, Dutch holding something up looks like the absolute perfect QVC thing. Kevin, do me a favor.
What this is you guys, the colors and pattern, what this is, it will open your room is all it will actually do, because the actual feeling and tension that will be relieved from your body when you see this and you walk in the room, because this piece right here is the most adorable piece. Because you could use this for anywhere. You could have this in your car.
Only 700 left.
Only in the front. There's only 700. Thank you, Royce.
Flex pay.
And you know what? This music in the background is perfect for it.
Hold on. Let's take a call.
She made 703.
Hold on. Let's take a call. Hey, Dutch. This is Bill from Massachusetts.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing good.
What do you think about this piece, Bill?
I think it's fantastic.
It's a lovely piece, isn't it?
It's fantastic. I bought one for my nephew. He doesn't talk to me. I think he does heroin. But it's a fantastic piece. Also, my brother's getting gay married.
Wow. Wow. Gay married. Wow. Yeah. Gay married.
So anyway, thanks a lot. Gonna kill myself.
That's the thing, too. You always have the secondary host that doesn't actually say anything. They just kind of repeat what you say. Like, if I were like, oh, wow, gay married. And then Mitch would be like, yes. Oh, yeah, gay married. Yeah, gay married.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, and they're always lovely colors. Brings a room together. It really does. Like, it seriously, your family will be so relieved to know that they have this piece. And they always call it a piece. Hanging. This is hand-crushed
Egyptian
thread
silk
from Egypt. Hand-crushed. Do you realize how rare that is? Because everything's done with machines, Royce. We all know everything's done with machines. Your life, your wife's dildo's a machine. She doesn't even want to do it with her hand anymore. But this is hand crushed thread. Lovely piece. I can't get enough of it. I just. You know what? I feel like I want to go to bed with this. If it wasn't for the nails, next. Of course the nails. Oh God.
Coming up next, engagement rings for dogs. Right, FlexPay.
But real quick, though, Kelly, if you guys, I know a lot of you guys who listen to the show are a sports fan. If you feel like you would want any of this stuff, and she does a very good job, obviously, she posted her Etsy post in the chat room. So.
Yes, so do that.
So do that. She's really good at it if you guys are into that kind of stuff at all.
So no. Our favorite band, the one who did What Does a Fox Say? Has a follow-up to What Does a Fox Say? I figured we'd give it a shot.
Yes.
So this is the, what is this? We Are Better Than the Music. What acronym is this now again?
We Listen to Better Music Than You, I think, is the one we stuck with.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Here it is.
It's Walt Bumtee.
By the way,
the name of the song before I start is Massachusetts.
I have one more after this one.
Okay, well
we can do a twofer.
Oh, twofer? Twofer Tuesday.
Twofer Tuesday, we listen to better music than you.
Far away across the oceans, an undiscovered paradise. Forget New York and California. There's a better place, now close your eyes. Take my hand.
So soulful.
We are almost there.
Oh, there's three of them. I thought it was just two.
Massachusetts.
It's pretty funny. So
from New York. Read amazing books for free. At the Boston Library, or try the local free. Massachusetts, it's a melting pot, my man. Massachusetts, so many cultures hand in hand in perfect harmony. Welcome to the Massachusetts.
I think I love them now. Now you have to love them.
Nelson Mandela's home.
Hello, 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 hello. Catholic priests of Haven Hill.
I love all the gay undertones.
All the gay undertones are fantastic.
Local dance group of Angry Mill.
From Massachusetts, and I love all these references. Yep. These Norwegian guys know what they're talking about.
Massachusetts.
Why is there an entire black choir?
Massachusetts.
Well, because they're the best singers.
With Stephen John, Mark and Christopher and Tom.
He's so gay.
Can we remind everybody that these guys are from Norway?
Norway, yes.
They are Norwegian, and they're singing about the wonderful land of Massachusetts.
With a black choir, girl wearing flannel.
I understand America better than we understand ourselves.
Yep.
Drive across to Massachusetts.
I love this bit the most. Where they're just imagining driving. Just two dudes.
It's just some dude.
For no reason.
It's not even one of the guys of the band. It's just some old guy.
Oh, what's this up?
Those are not the letters.
That's a Josie.
Juice like the mass and mass produce, but without produce.
Massachusetts.
That's the state I'm talking about.
Massachusetts.
Yeah, come on down and you can see it's the paradise of yeah, Massachusetts.
It's so soulful.
It's very like Christian rock of the 90s.
Yep.
But it's just, it feels like they should be talking about North Carolina.
Suddenly you're sucking
throw that in.
Just because you're kissing a man doesn't make you gay. Sometimes I watch the Lion King and I cry when Mufasa dies.
This got so gay. It goes from overtones to just straight up gay at the end.
It's like I'm just gonna sit in a car.
And then just out of nowhere, like.
It got so gay at the
What's
end.
What's the verdict? Are they legit?
Oh,
they
thumbs up, man. That you, awesome. Right? That is legit. Awesome.
I don't know where that third guy came from, though.
I think he was in the band the whole time. I think he was the guy dressed as the fox. And it was just those two guys singing.
Yeah. I don't know. I've watched a lot of their videos. This is the first time I've seen that guy.
I think he was there the whole time, because if you watch the Jimmy Kimmel one like we did last week, it cuts to those guys singing, and he's the only one dressed as a fox at the time.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just not paying attention.
Not that you said you had one.
Dude, no, the greatest part about that, real quick, if we're going to break this down, is just... is towards the end, like, he's making a bunch of gay references, and then all of a sudden, he's just like, sometimes I cry when Mufasa dies.
Yes.
For no reason.
I think it's right here.
My favorite part is the cheerleaders not knowing how to spell Massachusetts.
Right, and they have to point it out.
It's really hard to spell.
Massachusetts, greatest state of all. That's right. Just because you're kissing a man doesn't make you gay.
Confused.
It's true.
Sometimes I watch the Lion King and I cry when the boss dies. Prevention
Tower. And they just move straight on to building monuments.
I know. What's a better city song now, this or the Hastily Made Cleveland?
I want to sit on your lap.
What's a better? I don't know.
The Hastily Made Cleveland.
Are we
going
to agree? Are we going to agree the Cleveland one is still better?
No, this one has a.
Really?
This one
the Cleveland
has a.
One, I think the Cleveland one is funnier. This one is better produced.
This one is epic.
The thing is these guys, whenever they do this, they go for it like big time. Like right. they are really going for it. Like they're singing well. They're all in key. They have vibrato. They do harmonies.
They try really hard.
And then you saw them live on Fallon. They could really sing. They're not even overly produced.
Right. Exactly.
They're incredibly talented people.
Yeah.
They're legit.
Too legit to quit, I would even say.
Even.
Fun times in Cleveland again.
Here we go.
Cleveland. Come on down to Cleveland town, everyone. Under construction since 1868. See our river that catches on fire. So all our fish have AIDS. We see the sun almost three times a year. This guy has at least two DUIs. The flats look like a Scooby-Doo ghost town. Don't slow down in East Cleveland or you'll die. Our economy's based on LeBron James.
Buy a
house for the price of a VCR. Our main export is crippling depression. We're so retarded that we think this is art. It could be worse though, at least we're not Detroit. We're not Detroit.
Yeah, that one's funnier because it's fast. It's a lot more succinct, to the point, and that kind of thing.
It's a little happier, upbeat.
Out of
that
key.
Was yeah. See, the Cleveland one's not really a music video. It is music, and the guy's singing along to it, but it's not a song.
It's just a smash. You know what I mean? Time.
It's just a funny bit.
It's two different things, because Hastily Made Cleveland Tourism Video is like just a short, you know, little blip. Hey, come to Cleveland, like you would find on a TV commercial.
Right. Hold on, dude. Why are you playing?
But this song
again?
Is like, it's like a Bryan Adams slash.
I was just playing them back to back just to see.
Church.
You're right. This one is, if you, this is very well produced. Even if it was, if, like you said, if it was, even if the words weren't funny, it just sounded good.
Here's the thing, though. Like, if you were to watch, like, as a YouTube video, if you didn't know about the whole Fox thing, you would watch the first half of it and go, "This stinks," and you wouldn't even get to the gay jokes at the end,
which are fantastic.
Hell, exactly. So I think they knew that doing this song, going, "Okay, people are going to stick around for the full video."
Yeah, you do. I mean, you get it as soon as they say that they're going to Massachusetts. They get you hooked in right away.
And it starts out with the African chant thing.
Right, and then they just kind of throw little things one at a time. It's very subtle, but there's a slow build-up towards just the end where you just really get rewarded.
All the gay, that was so fucking funny.
Just, it turned so gay.
Really gay. Like, we get it. You can get married there, but, I mean, I guess if you're from another country looking into our country, you just kind of start stereotyping. Like, I was telling Royce, I'm like, I'm really impressed that they hung in there long enough to show other parts of Massachusetts besides just being the first place to allow gay marriage.
Okay, you see the picture I just posted in the chat room?
Yes.
It's Lady Gaga's ass. And that is the only thing that's been released with her newest single. And I have not listened to this yet.
It's just music, no video?
Yes, just music, no video. And that's the image that accompanies it.
Hold on, I'm getting ready to dance.
You want to dance?
Let's do it.
All right, so I have not listened to this yet, so let's just...
Whoa. It features R. Kelly?
Yes.
Does he pee on her?
Yes.
I can make a video about pissing on people.
Well, Nick, I can make a video about pissing on people.
Yeah. Why would it be up here in the recording studio? Here's the thing about the majority of her songs, like, they're not really good in the beginning. You have to wait till you actually get to the chorus. So here we go. So, real quick before we get to the R. Kelly thing,
it sounds like death. It sounds like the Death Egg Zone from Sonic. I don't understand it.
Really? Is that the first thing you thought of?
Yes. What did you think of?
Wait, are we still listening to the same thing?
This is Sonic now.
Oh, I was like,
that's just a random thing for you to think of.
What it sounds like? Sorry, go ahead.
Well, some people are saying like Tina Turner. Inspired type vocals. I don't know. I've never heard this until just now.
She sounds terrible.
You think she sounds terrible?
I don't like the song, and I think R. Kelly's stupid.
Well, let's hear some more R. Kelly. Private flights, crazy schedule, fast life. I wouldn't pissing trade on 14-year-olds. I could be the drink in your cup. I could be the green in your blunt. Yo, push a man. Yeah, I got what you want. You wanna escape all of the crazy shit. Yeah, this is terrible. You're the melon, I'm the president.
I'd love to hear you say,
this is awful.
Wow.
I like good pop music as far as the next guy, but this is not good.
I feel like I'm in a family reunion in Atlanta.
I stopped listening to it. It's just terrible.
It's not good.
Worst thing ever.
I mean, your ass looks good in that picture.
Dude, but you won't. What's the next verse? Now slide to the left. Slide to the right.
Criss-cross.
I don't know. Let's find out. It's a private party. Do what I want, do what I want, but you got it. Here's the thing, though. The chorus wasn't terrible when we heard it. Here we go. She wanted someone to be raper?
Oh my god, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like a sex scene from a 90s cop movie or something.
I don't like it. There's nothing that's calling out at me like, hey, remember this tune later.
It does. By the way,
you know, like a sex montage from a 90s
porn?
Like a Lethal Weapon sex scene.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Something like that. I would fall apart
if you break my heart. You're right. So just take my fire and don't stop the party. I mean, she has a good voice, but like some of her songs just stink. This is not a song you want to get like a celebrity vocal in on, such as R. Kelly.
You could even dance to in a club, like a DJ wouldn't play it.
Well, some of her songs, she kind of likes to break it down a little bit.
What do you mean?
Well, she did some of her songs on all of her albums. She has like ones that are like a little more soulful, like this one, which is apparently about getting molested by somebody. I guess this is her sexy song from this album.
Well, I like the Just Dance, Gotta Doo-Doo, Lady Gaga.
That song, I hate that song now.
Well, when it came out, I was all about that song.
Oh, I like Lady Gaga a lot. I even like that applause song. I hate everything else up until the chorus. The chorus is good, but everything else is awful. Have you guys heard that song yet?
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Royce?
She played it at the Grammys.
No.
Royce has heard it like several times. He knows exactly what you're talking
about.
Which
one? Play. I don't know my name.
I got you. Lady Gaga.
I've been in the car with him where he turned up the song.
Is it the latest one? Probably.
Yeah, applause. Hold on a second.
Play it.
This one, right? Here's the thing. Like, I hate the inflection of her voice. It's just, it's annoying, like, but the actual chorus itself, kind of catchy. So listen. If only fame had an IV, baby, could I bear being away from you? I found the link, put it in here. I'll never be applause. Oh, God. Scrambler posted a picture of the promotional shot from the last single I just played. She got nice hips. Here you go. Here's the chorus.
Catchy,
right?
2014 Honda Accord.
I like
it. Good point.
You like it, right?
Joel, that once the chorus kicks in, you're way more into the song.
By the way, here's a Lethal Weapon music. I think what Mitch's referring to. Right?
It sounds like.
It sounds like every 90s porn background music.
That's Lethal Weapon sexy music.
Without the saxophone and the singing, it's the same.
Dude, that's gonna be playing saxophone in an alley and have a girl walk up with a shiny purse.
I feel like I'm in like 96 watching Jenna Jameson and Brianna Banks.
Hey guys, I just delivered this pizza. Can I eat your box?
Oh god. Dude, okay.
Dude, what?
So earlier today, you know how I was telling you guys how we moved into a new building?
Yeah, but say it's sexier.
So this new building that we're in, the people who
tell me about
had stuff, pallets of things stored in there. They're hoarders, essentially.
No way.
And they had to move them outside of our building because we said, get the fuck out of our goddamn building. We bought it. And so I was walking outside earlier today, and there was this pallet. It was like a pallet with a huge box of like 90s porn titles.
Like, well, that's good.
But like amateur done, like things you'd pay 30 cents for porn titles.
So did you take them?
They're all on VHS?
There was no, they were all in DVDs. But well, there were no DVDs in the covers. I opened the covers of like, I want to say close to like 7 of them, and there wasn't a single one.
Yeah, I would tell you they're VHSs. You don't want to buy them because you don't want to have to awkwardly explain to someone at Best Buy why you're the only guy to buy
them. Yeah, I need the combo.
Because at that point, I think the FBI flags you as just a child porn maker.
Right.
Yeah, can I get a VHS? What do you need VHS for? I found a box of porn in the
alley?
In the woods.
Yeah. What do you need a VHS? Well, let's just say that the videos I make, certain people won't, end them.
I have a legit reason for still having a VHS player. What am I going to do with my Disney movies?
Buy them on DVD?
No, but when you have the original VHSs, then you have the phallic symbol on your copy of The Little Mermaid.
Right, good point. We all want to see some dick.
Yo,
yeah,
you're more of a balls girl.
If you want to see dick, just look at my browser history.
Oh.
Jesus.
Gay alert.
Yeah, Mitch, if you're gonna do that, at least warn me so I could do this.
Do what?
And go.
Time means everything. There you go.
That was a complete letdown. I was hoping something was way better based off of how long you made me wait for it.
God, they love the guitar.
And a sweet sax solo.
Wow, wow, wow.
That did override everything back then.
Dude, that, do you understand what's happening in the song? Is a guitarist battling with a saxophone?
If you learned how to play the saxophone today, people would just ask why.
Why? Yeah, what are you in some sort of cherry popping daddy's cover band?
Are you trying to just get a scholarship to college? Because why would you play that instrument? There's no need anymore. Saxophone?
Guys, you know the saxophone most closely resembles a human voice.
Oh, does it? Because the saxophone is the most outdated.
When I talk, I go.
No, you don't. Maybe you do.
I would rather play any other instrument on the planet other than a saxophone.
Even a kazoo.
I would rather say, Marie, you're playing a kazoo, because that'd be funny. I would enjoy playing a kazoo.
But listen how seriously this guy's taking it, though.
No, that's why I hate it. That's why I hate the saxophone, because everyone that's a saxophone player takes themselves way too seriously.
What?
None of the oboe players take themselves seriously.
I didn't know maybe the oboe players would take themselves seriously.
No, they know that they're whatever. And the flautists? Come on. They're all like, I'm just in it, to show up at a wedding.
Now the guitar's battling back. Uh-oh. Saxophone's like, I'm not having none of this shit. I'm coming right back at you, brah.
Is this how you listen to smooth jazz with a play-by-play?
How do you listen to smooth jazz?
Fatality.
Oh, guitar coming back, hardcore.
Fatality.
Royce, not everything is wrestling.
Oh my God, the saxophone's broken in half.
Oh my God.
Sorry. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Saxophones.
I forgot. We were talking about Lady Gaga.
Gaga.
Well, okay, there's a couple different things we could talk about. A guy who... about sex, or...
Talk about you and me.
Oh, I thought that you actually found something called a sex baby.
No, there's... Oh, Jesus.
Sex babies?
That doesn't sound good at all.
I don't like that you just brought that up.
Mitch, do not search sex babies!
You are going to get flagged so quickly.
Come on, bro!
Don't do that to us. We need you.
All right, speaking of sex, there's two different things about tits we can do. There's things only ladies with big boobs will understand, or that there's a push-up bra for men out there.
Both?
Why do men need a push-up bra?
There's a push-up bra for men that will give you bigger pecs. It's basically like an undershirt. It's like kind of like an athletic shirt. You know, like if you wear athletic shorts that have like slight paddings on the sides and it's like tight hugging.
Like the football.
Right. But it's in a shirt thing where it's basically, it looks like you have bigger pecs and you wear that underneath like a regular shirt.
Yeah, but what I do is I'll buy like a whole costume and just wear it underneath my clothes.
Well, no, that's just ridiculous.
That's the best way. People are like, wow, bro, you look buff and green.
It gives an effect of all-around posture with a natural balance all around. And actually, they have the before and after pictures here, and it actually looks pretty impressive.
See some
post
now.
Them.
Okay, here we go. But would you ever get that?
No.
I mean, like, this is more of a thing that, like, skinny dudes would get.
Is there like a support thing for your
balls?
This
is something that Joe would totally get. Joe Coletta would totally get this.
Why do you say that?
Because he has a negative chest because he doesn't have a sternum.
Well, I suppose I don't think that's the accurate way to describe it.
Negative chest?
No, the
cannonball wound.
The lack of sternum.
That's what it is, right?
Oh, okay. I see what it is.
You see what it is?
Yeah. I get it, but
it looks like a padded shirt.
But you could just go to the gym and do the same thing. You just have to work for it.
Why don't you just look?
Yeah, but it's so much easier just to like buy a $45 shirt.
Yeah, but here's the problem that, okay. I
would never
get this. Okay, hold on. Assuming you're going to wear this, it's because you're going to pick up chicks. If you have a chick, you're not going to wear this. So you pick this up to pick up
chicks.
Oh,
yeah, it's for single dudes, definitely.
No, you're right. But then you go to a bar. Let's say you get super lucky, and then you pick this chick up. Then you have to explain to her why. You know what I'm saying?
Like, here's the thing.
It's like taking a girl home that pads her bra.
Here's the thing. Well, that's just it, though, is once they're naked, are you really going to care if her bra is padded? No, and you said her pads are bra, by the way.
Shut up.
Yeah, we're not shoving tissues into it anymore. We figured that part out.
That's just it. A lot of girls wear padded bras, but you're never going to care once you get nude. If you're horned up enough to fuck a person.
Guys?
Yeah.
One of the models in the article that you posted looks exactly like model Mitch.
Oh, my God, with this ridiculously long neck. Holy shit, yeah, he does.
He does.
Andrea Zedekis, I'm assuming is how Zedekis?
I just posted it Zedekis. In the chat. If Mitch were a model, that would be Mitch.
Wow. Look what could have, Sherry.
Yeah, if I had a $40 t-shirt, I would look so...
No. Like, look at him while he's changing, though. He's built already.
Can we buy Mitch one of these shirts? I want Mitch to wear it all the time now.
He looks like he shaves his chest, though. I don't know if I can do that.
Well, you can. Really? It's physically possible for you to do it.
Hold on. That's where you think you're different than him?
Yes.
That's the one thing you
think... That's the one thing. Okay. And also, he doesn't have a muffin top.
I mean, the thing is, the guy. Oh, here we go. The padded shirts, from what it looks like, they have it in the shoulders as well.
Yes, it's as if you were wearing a Spider-Man costume. And
luckily, awesome. I don't need that because I have naturally defined shoulders.
Well, here's the thing: if you're just trying to pick up a case, because if a girl, especially if at a bar that's like a drinking bar,
I have naturally defined shoulders that always look fucking. My shoulders are popping all the time.
Defined by brownies.
Fucking great. Pop.
Well. No, if you're going to a bar, you're just trying to get a girl's attention.
Don't even acknowledge what you said.
No, I heard what he said, but I didn't get it. So
I actually kind of like
making a fat joke, reverse fat joke.
I know. Saying that you have to point out, I got it. You don't have to have everything.
Guys, have I pointed out how attractive my calves have been lately? Because I've been doing all this running.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let me post a picture.
He won't stop.
Hold on. He has to look like that.
He doesn't stop.
Your calves are awful, by the way.
I'm going to post a picture of my calves.
He is
calves
so are obsessed. Terrible.
Why are you obsessed with your calves?
With his calf. Because he didn't have calf muscles until he started walking a lot.
How do you not have calf muscles?
Well, he had them.
He does now because he's got to carry that load around.
Well, he's been walking.
Hey, that load has a name, and it's Marie.
That was quick, man. Good job. Well, here's my point, though. Like, this shirt, I feel like it would sell a lot. I mean, I don't care now. I'm hunkered down with a bitch who's sucking the life out of me at this point. Sorry, Kelly. But, you know what I mean? Like, this is something that will sell for, like, skinny dudes everywhere out there. in my humble opinion.
I mean, I get
it's
it.
Cheaper than a gym membership.
Not everyone definitely puts in the time at the gym and can look naturally fit like exactly me.
All you need to do is spend $30 a month at the gym and get a couple steroids and you're fine.
Or $30 for one shirt.
There you go.
Yeah, but what happens when it's beach weather and you have to take your
then
shirt
you get
off?
The flesh if you're trying one to get a one-night stand, you know, in the middle of October, hell yeah. This is a good investment.
I don't know. If I was a girl, which isn't very far of a stretch, but if I was a girl and I was dating, if I was like going to hook up with a dude and I saw him wearing a padded shirt, I would probably laugh at him.
You wouldn't know, though, until you got him naked.
I mean, he'd, I know, still, blow, he'd still blow him.
Yeah, yeah, of course. But I
dude,
wouldn't
dude, chicks wear padded bras all the time. What's the difference?
That's different. That's different.
That's
the
difference?
It's the,
yes,
the
difference.
The difference is that guys don't care as much.
Well, neither will these.
Because to a guy,
dude, come on, we've all been to bars. These whores that don't, you know what I mean? Like, it's all about getting initial attraction, is what I'm assuming that this thing is going for.
Right. So you buy this shirt instead of having to talk.
Exactly.
Instead of having,
but if like you have the courage to walk up to a bitch, right, and then you have that shirt. No offense, girls, okay, in the show.
I will play devil's advocate and say I've
don't
never
be in scary voice though.
Oh, I don't like it.
Scared.
So I've never put on a push-up bra to go out and be like, man, I got so much sex from this bra.
Yeah, but
that's
you're,
never happened.
But you were never a bar whore. There's a lot of bar whores out there. This shirt's for bar whores.
I know what Dutch means. Their shirt, this shirt is for the Tara Reeds of the world.
Right.
The ones that are like, hey.
The sloppy. Oh, my God. My boyfriend of 4 weeks broke up with me.
Oh, my
some
God.
Jack.
Look at your arms.
Show me your penis.
I'll go fuck you in the bathroom.
Yeah, if you were a man, you'd pick your dick out right now. You know, I've actually heard that live. Not to me, but to people next to me.
Because
if you're a man, you'd take your dick out right now.
Shut up, Mom.
Think about the college party. I mean, Marie, you were never the college drunken party whore that a lot of people out there are.
Hey, I went to college and got drunk and partied.
But you weren't a party whore, though.
I was.
I wish you were, because I'd make fun of you every day for it, but you're not, and I know you're not, and you're lying right now.
That was cool.
She really wasn't a party whore.
I went out to, like, a
you were a woo girl?
How many parties did you...
Show me your dick.
I went to all the parties.
How many?
Like all of them.
Like give me
like
a number.
All of the parties that happened, I went to.
Give
them
me a number.
Like,
you were a great big whore?
For like less than a year.
For a year?
For less than a year.
No, so a year then.
This is short lived. But
well, Royce, don't get nervous. And this is anything Royce doesn't know. I guarantee he's grilled you on this before.
She's a slut. I don't care.
I mean, you know, everyone.
I just assume any girl I'm dating was a big fat whore when they were in college. So
I assume anybody that you date. It's just the way it is.
You were a big fat whore in college.
Mitch, you have to tell her right now.
You have to say it right to her face.
You know the best part is I can't. She's awake, but I can imagine Mitch would have woken her up to tell her that.
Yeah, she's right here.
No,
hey,
I know, but
hey,
like,
baby. Oh, by the way, you were a big fat whore when you were in college.
Good.
If she was sleeping,
the first time I met him, I was.
Hold on, your mic's not on. There you go.
The first time I met him, I ate him.
You ate him?
Ow!
I ate him.
Well, okay. Basically. Guys can say that about girls,
and
but
I was
you blew
grabbing
him.
And then I didn't know who he was until I had a class with him.
Hold on, time out.
Oh, whoa.
Woo, back whoa the fuck up. Okay, she offered this information, Mitch. Now we get to explore.
Okay, do you guys remember the zombie movie I made like 3 years ago?
Right.
It was that. She was a zombie.
Oh, this isn't fun at all. She didn't blow you. This boo. Boo story. This story blows. Oh, my God. What a letdown this was.
What a cock tease.
Bomb
seriously
story. Bomb.
Do something. That's right, girls. You all go out there and do something slutty.
I encourage
your dads it won't know.
This is the reason why I don't ever have kids, because I know that that's going to happen. Because every girl...
Kids are going to be slutty sluts to rebel against you.
Whorey sluts. Oh, my God.
They're just going to suck everyone else's
cock. Oh, just so much dick. They couldn't get enough dick at that point.
Are you just picturing your unborn girls to just have
my daughters
all over their face? Yeah, and
just loving every second. Yeah, it's going to be from black men, too. Like, just loving every second of it.
Because you have black eyes in your family, so it's fine.
Exactly, and I can't get mad at that. And I totally would be mad by that, too, by the way.
Yeah. Your parents have essentially nullified any racism you could ever have toward your kids and who they date.
So, but there's a trade-off. I can be as racist as I want. So, that's the reason I'm not having kids. So, I get the good end of the deal.
Yeah, but I can be...
Kelly, I'm not having kids. Stop it.
What is she trying to do?
She's trying... this is the thing. I told her straight up... And Kelly, I know you're listening, and I apologize, but I told you straight up, I don't want to get married, and I don't want to have kids.
And you know what she heard? I'll change him. I could change
That's
him.
That's my point! Is that I am a goddamn project for every girl I date. And Kelly, I'm sorry. I'm resolute in this fact. I don't want to have kids, and I don't want to get married.
Jim, that's no problem. He changes mind when he gets older. No problem. I'll
that's the thing, is that they all
And then later on, I will secretly resent you, and it'll build up inside of me, and then I'll blow up at you one day and go, and I can't even have kids, even though you made it clear that you couldn't have... I know.
Here's the thing, though, is that, like, she... And this is... And I'm sorry, Kelly, I'm going to throw you under the bus. She's brilliant. And she's a she's a therapist. She knows everything about the human psyche and everything like that. And this is her job. She's a therapist. And so in her head, she's probably thinking, "Oh, none of the girls he's ever dated has been therapists. I'm definitely gonna be able to change them." This is not happening, baby. I'm sorry.
It's not even like I understand him. It's I know how to change him more than other women.
Exactly.
She's gonna get into his head in a dream inside
in
of
a world
dream.
Where inside Dutch actually gets married to a woman. Kelly fails miserably.
Unless she's just in it for the Joel cock, in which case she's winning.
You know what? You're right. Don't God damn him. It! I am a prize.
Don't help him.
No, that wasn't for you. I was actually objectifying you like a thing. Like a dildo that she
like
bought
this.
In a
That's
store.
That's not fun for me. I don't like
it. She has you, and she can use you whenever she wants.
You know what? Now I'm thinking
actually,
about it.
No, Dutch is right. He's a prize in the 48 states he's allowed to drive in.
Oh.
That was just a mean hit out of nowhere.
And hurtful.
I mean, it was out of somewhere,
But no, it had nothing. We weren't talking about drinking. I know it came from your heart, because you're
and
a
also
dirty
from facts.
Piece of shit.
Came from your heart and facts.
Heard you the first time.
No, I know, but see, what I was doing was I was
telling, making sure we heard it.
I know. Like a comic. By the way, you know what I learned? And I don't know if I said this before, but fuck it, I'll say it again. I can't wear a tie without doing a Rodney Dangerfield impression. Did I already say that before?
That joke isn't as good as you think
it's
it
not
is.
A joke. It's not a joke. I really do it. Even when Marie wasn't... No.
I think she meant anecdote, like a conversation starter, like get on to, me too, kind of thing.
I kind of wanted the show now.
Well, good. So.
No, but we went late with the first break. Oh! What? You can't just do the music when you want to talk.
This is why you are not allowed to give Royce buttons or toys or anything, really.
Have we ever given you... Have you ever had a soundboard before, Marie?
No.
Well, why don't you have one?
Because I don't need one.
I feel like you have good timing. Like, you should try it 1 week. Let's see what happens.
Well, I can't take away his soundboard because the soundboard is his computer.
Marie Ski, you can put one on your own goddamn computer.
No. I mean, if I were to ever have one, I would insist that he not have one to then outplay me.
Why would you insist that?
Because we would have no show. It would be every time I play a sound clip, Royce would try to better one up me and play his sound clip. And
he doesn't do that to me. No. As far as the flow of a show goes, I mean.
Our superiors say.
Oh, God.
The war is canceled. We can all go home.
Okay, like, yeah, we can go home.
Yeah, we can go home now. Okay, so while this is playing in the background, Mitch, why are you better? No, keep playing it.
Oh, I killed it already.
Oh, you killed it. Oh.
Yeah. No, I am better than you because I am a model that's going to help skinny guys still not get laid.
Oh. I didn't realize that was what you did. This is so loud.
You turned it down, Royce?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, Maria, why are you better?
I'm better than you because I knew how to rock plaid shorts in 1996.
Good point. Royce?
I am better than you because I always come original.
You've used that one like three times at this point, by the way.
And this is the fourth, so go fuck yourself. I'm tired.
You mad at me?
I'm not mad at you. I love
what
you.
What did I do?
You didn't do anything.
Want to talk about it?
Yeah, wait, sure,
why are you better,
it.
Dutch?
No, no, I want to talk about it.
I want to talk about this.
Let's talk about it right now.
Let's talk about it.
Okay, cool.
You want to talk about it?
Sure.
All right.
Go ask me a question.
Sure.
I want to talk about love.
You're an idiot. You're just an idiot.
I know. I'm sorry.
And I am better than you because I can rock. I feel like I could still rock the sideways hat. You know what? I'm bringing it back right now.
Don't do that.
I made it this way. If you guys are watching.
All right. Well, this will be the last installment of Dutch and Royce.
Don't bring it back.
I feel like I'm going to bring this back. And we're probably going to do this tomorrow night as well.
Don't do it.
Fucking
no. Why? Why not? Why? You don't like this?
It's
remember Donnie Darko when he got crushed by a plane?
Yeah.
Happens to
you. Oh, that's too sad.
Yeah, come on, Dutchie Darko.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
You're welcome.
See you guys next week, Dutch and Royce, on morelikeradio.com. Ooh, real quick, if you guys want thread art, check out Etsy or Kelly's Etsy thing. This piece is crushed Egyptian thread, hand crushed. Anyways, we'll see you guys next week. Make sure you check out Hippo Juice tomorrow night, 7 to 9, right here on morelikeradio.com.